This is KUT. The city of Austin is hosting community conversations this month about citizen petitions. The topic is timely. Proposition 1, the recent ballot measure about rules for ride-hailing companies, was the result of a local petition. KUT's Audra McGlinchey has more.
Walk into Strange Brew Coffee in South Austin, and there's a small room to the left where musicians perform. But on Monday morning, four people sat in this room quietly. One of them is Marion Martin.
Council is considering this process. On the one hand, you know, it's a great way for citizens' voices to be heard, but putting on an election is an expensive and cumbersome process.
Martin facilitates meetings like this every month as part of Leadership Austin's Conversation Corps. For the month of June, the topic is citizen petitions and questions like this one.
Is this the best way to get citizen input into our process?
The three residents at the conversation did not have much of an opinion on citizen petitions, though all three agree that there needs to be more internet and phone-based ways to communicate opinions to the city. But Monday's conversation could be the beginning of council considering changes to the way citizens petition government.
Do you know that my constituents in District 6, there's 60, 70,000 people, not one person has expressed any interest in having a conversation about the petition process.
Councilmember Don Zimmerman says these conversations reflect the interests of city government and an interest in protecting its power from the larger public. But Councilmember Delia Garza has said a recent petition effort amounted to an abuse of this process. She called a failed attempt to recall Councilmember Ann Kitchen, quote, laughable. Garza and Kitchen were not available by phone Monday. While it's unclear if any council members intend to formally suggest changes to the city's petition process, making those changes would be another matter. Any change to the petition process is considered a charter amendment and would need to be put on a ballot and be voted on by the public. The next community conversations about citizen petitions take place today, one at 12:30 at Cafe Ruckus, and a second at 7 tonight at Cafe Java on Metric Boulevard. Check out conversationcore.org for more information. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.